Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode. Welcome to the podcast today. Today I'm going to talk about, what do you do if you're in a place where you don't have any goals? You're kind of like, what's the point of making a goal? Maybe you've tried to make goals in the past and they haven't worked out. Maybe you just kind of have a bad taste in your mouth about goals. And maybe the idea of setting a goal just feels like almost like torturous. Like your whole body kind of like contracts when you think about it. And if that's you, first of all, I want to say everything is okay. Don't worry. A lot of times I've been in that position, and the reason that I've gotten to that position and gotten to that place is because I've been pushing so hard for so long. And at some point, it just becomes like, I've got nothing left to give. And so if that's you, if you maybe have been working towards some goals for a while, it's possible that what you need now more than ever isn't to set another goal. What you need now more than ever before is to not have a goal, or to have a goal of doing nothing, to have a goal of resting, intentional resting, intentional nourishment, a time and a period where all you're focusing on is tuning back in to your body, your intuition, and asking yourself, what do I want to do in this moment? So often, we make the mistake of making a goal because we think we have to do something or we should do something instead of because we want to do something. And when we set a goal based on have to's or should do's, often what happens is we burn out, which means we've got like nothing, no gas left in the tank. And so of course, when you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm going to set a goal, and like nothing comes out and you have nothing to give, that's a time for rest. I was just Googling, as I do often before recording some of these podcast episodes, to see what other people have to say, to see if there's things that I don't know, agree with or just really disagree with. I was Googling, and, you know, one of the responses was like, well, if you don't have a goal, you need to sit down and think of a goal. Like, here's how you can think of a goal. And I kind of chuckle because I think that's just so unhelpful. Unless you're in a place where you have the energy. It's a very much for me, it's a matter of feeling. Like, how are you feeling about it? Are you feeling like, I don't have anything? Or are you feeling like, I've got something to give right now? I've got gas in my tank. I just want to know which direction I want to go. Those are very different situations, and so identifying which one you're in right now is going to be so supportive for you. Also, I would argue
that whichever one of those situations you're in, the answer to, like, what's next? What do I do now? The answer lies within you. The answer lies within your emote. Like, how does it feel when you think about doing X versus Y versus Z? Do you need a day of just sitting around and watching movies? Do you need a spa day? Do you need some time in nature? Think about in the past times when you felt really rejuvenated and really refreshed, and how can you add some of those activities and some of those times back into your schedule today, tomorrow, and the next day? And often, a task that I give my clients, if this is coming up, this kind of feeling of, I don't know what to do, I kind of just feel bleh about everything. If I sense this coming up, often what I do is I have them make what's called a joy list. Now, a joy list, you guessed it, it's all about joy. You make a big list of all the times in your life, specific situations, specific events and experiences that you've had where you felt excited and joyful and happy and whatever other words are aligned with those in your brain. And you make a big old list. First of all, can you do more of these things? That would be step one. The deeper question, though, is what's the actual kind of like shade of joy behind each of these experiences? You'll likely have common themes that are going to be pulled out of this list. You might find that most of your happiest memories are actually times when you felt a sense of adventure and excitement. Or you might find that in your list, the common emotion that keeps coming back and back and back time and time again is one of connection, community, friendship. And so identifying what are these common emotions that I associate with like the most joyful times in my life? And how can you find activities or events or experiences that will allow you to feel that common emotion? Because when we feel kind of numb to the idea of setting a goal, when we feel like, I don't want to do this, I'm tired, don't make me. When we have nothing left to give, when we're tired and stressed, and we don't want to do anything, that is a time to refill the tank, friends. And we do this by finding those activities, experiences, where we can feel these feelings that have really filled us up in the past. And so I don't know, without talking to you, having a conversation with you, what that specific emotion is, but you can go through this process and you can find out for you what is that emotion. For me, excitement is like a big one. I've done this exercise many times, and it comes back to like an excitement and like connection for me. Those are big for me. It might be something slightly different for you. And the beauty of our brains is that each person makes the words mean something slightly different in your brain versus my brain. And so for me, excitement might mean one thing. For you, it might mean something else. And so you get to decide for you, what is that emotion that you are constantly drawn to? And how can you add more of that in? Once you're able to tune in, start nourishing yourself, filling yourself up, and feeling this positive emotion or multiple, you will naturally feel more motivated. You will naturally be gravitating towards doing more things. And that is what is going to pull you out of burnout. I'm not talking about like the physical nourishment that's needed too. Like, of course we need that. Give yourself real food, get some sleep, nourish your body, take care of it. Everything's connected. And take care of all the other parts of you too. Find activities that light you up and bring you joy. And it will come. It will naturally happen for you that you will start to have more hope. You will start to have more ideas. You will start to be more future thinking, more forward thinking. I know because I've lived this. I've had so many times where I'm like, oh, I really need a goal. Whew, I don't know. Goals sound pretty hard. And I've even tried to force myself into creating a goal. And then I just end up further, deeper in burnout. So instead of sitting down and writing a goal, I know I'm talking about goals in this little series. But if you're in a place where you are just not ready to set a goal, you don't want to. Nothing in your body wants to set a goal. That is a sign that it's time to nourish. Okay? So I would love for you to do this exercise. Make your joy list. Find those emotions. And I would love it if you would share them with me over on Instagram. I want to know, what are your emotions and how are you going to add more of those in? If you're not already on my email list, I would invite you to do that. I would invite you to join the waitlist for Beyond Burnout. RedeemingRootsCoaching.com/BB. The link is in the show notes. That will add you to my email list where you will be getting all these weekly emails with a link to the podcast, some ideas for like action tips, and some journal reflection prompts so that you can come on this journey with me as we are talking about stress management, work-life balance, setting goals and achieving goals in a way that feels good and fun and exciting. Sure, we can talk about productivity and time management, but we're not talking about those things if those things are detracting from you caring for yourself on every level. I know enough to know, and I've experienced enough to know, that everything is connected. The way you treat your body, your physical body, the way you treat your mental body, the way you treat your spiritual body, your energetic body, all of these things play together. And if you have struggled with goals in the past, or you're just not ready to make a goal right now, figure out what needs lifted up, boosted up, and do that. Inside Beyond Burnout, you will learn, if you're interested in Beyond Burnout, you will learn how to set a goal, like a baby goal, and achieve a baby goal in a very holistic way, like I'm talking about. But we're not talking about Beyond Burnout very much right now. Doors will open in the summer at some point. Right now, I really want to just help you decide, what are those emotions for you? How can you nourish your body? How can you nourish your soul? And I'd love to connect with you over on Instagram. So come find me over there. I'm at It's Megan Barrett. And I can't wait to chat with you.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to RedeemingRootsCoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.